So waiting is hard, right? Waiting is hard, especially when you don't know what you're waiting for. I think that was 50 seconds. I was going to go for a minute, and a minute felt too long there even. Waiting is hard. And I don't know about you, but I have a lot of stuff going on right now, and there's a lot on my to-do list. I actually ran out of sticky notes in one of my offices, and that should tell you something. So for us, we just got back from visiting family for Thanksgiving. Before that, we had the Thanksgiving worship service here. Now it's Advent, and if you have much connection with the church at all, you know that Advent is a very busy time in the life of those who work in the church office. There's been lots to do putting this liturgy together. We have a Bible study starting this weekend, if you're in that, or starting this week. If you're in that, pick up your books before you leave. It is nearly time for annual reports. I am very much still learning how to navigate between two different congregations. And I'm not complaining. There are busy times in just about every job I can think of. I'm very thankful I'm not an accountant in tax season. But it is a busy time. And I'm just saying, it feels like we're rushing towards Christmas. There's a lot going on. There's lots to do. And here we are in church in Advent, in the season of waiting. Waiting and watching, anticipating and preparing, getting ready for Jesus' arrival. And the color for Advent, in case you can't tell, is blue, right? And specifically, the blue is intended to be the color of twilight. It's the deep blue color of the sky in the moments just before the sun comes up in the morning. Advent is this time of right before the dawn of the light, right before the light comes. It's the moment of anticipation before the light breaks into the world, before Jesus is born at Christmas. It's a time of waiting. It's a color of waiting and anticipation. I know most of you don't work in a church office, but you still have lots going on right now, right? This time of the year is busy for just about everyone, and our world does not see Advent as a twilight pause before the dawn. Our world sees this season as a brief window to rush and prepare everything for Christmas, because Christmas is almost here, did you know? Especially in this year when there's so much pressure, I think, in a lot of places to get back to normal, a lot of the preparation is good things. Parties, concerts, fundraisers. I think we realized there are three different concerts for Lighthouse Kids all in one night coming up next week, plus a hymn sing. It is a busy time in our world. But in general, the focus in these weeks before Christmas is not so much preparing to welcome the Son of God into the world as it is trying to sell as much as possible. Micah and I watched, and Kristen too, watched a good part of the Thanksgiving parade on Thursday morning. It was not about waiting and preparing. It was about commerce. Now, there's nothing wrong with sales and giving presents at Christmas. I have been on my phone far too much the last couple days finding good deals. I love trying to find good prices on things. But it gets to be overwhelming. And so I wonder this morning on this first Sunday of Advent, what's on your to-do list? What are you thinking about right now that you need to do? Maybe it's reading your book before Bible study starts. Maybe it's wrapping up the month at work and end-of-month reports. Maybe it's marking off people on a Christmas shopping list. Maybe it's figuring out why some slides aren't working. For some people in our church and in our lives, it's trying to find a new normal with a loved one who's missing. It's figuring out how to navigate a holiday season where there's going to be an empty seat at the table, maybe for the first time this year. And that's a whole new kind of waiting and preparation. The fascinating thing about Advent as a church season is that it's not just about getting ready to celebrate Jesus' first coming 2,000 years in Bethlehem. Advent is also about preparing for Christ's second coming, his return in glory, preparing for the realization of God's kingdom. We live today in this in-between time, waiting for Jesus to return, waiting for God's kingdom to be realized. And it's hard to wait. especially when we don't know how long we're going to be waiting for or exactly what it will look like, what it is we're waiting for. In that gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus tells the disciples, no one knows the day or the hour of his return. How do you plan without a deadline? How do you know if your to-do list is on track if you don't know how long you have to get through it? It would be nice to know, wouldn't it? As Jesus says, if you know the hour when the thief is coming to break into your house, you can do something about it. You can stay awake, not let your house be broken into. We don't get to know. We only get to wait. And Jesus tells us to be ready for his return. Which brings up the question, what does it mean to be ready? How do you prepare for Jesus to break in to your life, to meet him face to face? How do you get ready for the end of the world? As I was preparing for the service, one of the options I thought about was handing out a piece of paper to each of you, maybe a sticky note if I had some, and having you write down your Advent to-do list, write down your priorities, not for Christmas, but for getting ready for Jesus' return, the things you need to do in this season, the things you need to do to be prepared in case Jesus comes back tomorrow. But I don't think this season is about adding to a to-do list. I don't think this is about us trying to work harder or be better people, as if perhaps by doing more we'll be in better shape and we'll finally be ready when Jesus comes back. It's true, we do not know what day or hour our Lord is coming. We don't know how long we'll be waiting. It's hard to wait. It is hard in the waiting to trust instead of trying to prove ourselves. It's hard to be rather than to do. Too often, waiting feels like enduring. It feels like just trying to survive this world. But as you wait, remember who we're waiting for. We await the coming of our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who loves us enough to give his life for us. Remember that this season is a season of hope. We're preparing for something better, something good. The coming of our Lord is not something to be dreaded, but anticipated. We long for the coming of God's kingdom because we have already been claimed as children of God. You are a child of God. We have been given new life. We are citizens of God's kingdom. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers, writes Paul. And that is good news. That is hopeful news. We look forward to the fulfillment of that vision from Isaiah when swords will be beaten into plowshares, when we'll no longer wake up to news of violence and shootings in schools and stores and clubs. We look forward to God's light dawning, illuminating the shadows of this world. Beloved of God, in this season of Advent, as you wait and prepare for the coming of the Lord, remember, it is Christ who makes you ready. The light is coming into this dim world. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. The night is far gone, the day is near, and be at peace. For the Lord's coming is good news for us and for all of creation. May God bless you as you wait. Amen.